On this Monday, we're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Brisk Pulse from Chicago, Illinois. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for having me.
It was a fantastic weekend here. I did a lot of work outside in my yard. Didn't go anyplace. My brothers, who are farmers, did a lot of work outside as well, and they're not the only ones in this part of the world that are now going. Let's say Plant 20 is underway in East Central and Central Illinois, and I would imagine a large part of the Corn Belt or a good portion of the lower third of the Corn Belt. Can you give me an idea of what conditions will be like over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, looking ahead here, Todd, for much of the middle of the country, the outlook features drier than normal conditions. In fact, compared to last week, the forecast has trended slightly drier. And so this looks to be the situation from the northern plains all the way down to the southern plains and much of the Corn Belt here. And so the drier changes, though, do come at the expense of cooler temperatures. So while the model guidance did shift drier, it did shift colder as well. So that's something that needs to be monitored here coming up. Now for planting across, whether that's in the Springfield area or across much of Illinois and adjacent areas of Indiana and Missouri, with the drier outlook, that's quite favorable here for early planting. And again, this all follows what was a wetter than normal March. So this upcoming period will allow for drying out of the wetter soil.
And then other places across the planet that we ought to be checking in on as COVID-19 begins to close down some of the supply chains, meaning countries are looking at what they've got on hand and whether they need to keep it there. Part of that will have to do what the season looks like for them going forward. I'm wondering, because we've heard from Russia that they're concerned what conditions are like in Russia, in its neighboring nation, Ukraine, and some of the planting regions in that area.
Yeah, specifically for that Black Sea winter wheat and corn belt. So Russia, Ukraine, even into Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. That is the area that's leading our list in terms of concerns for developing and expanding dryness. In fact, for Ukraine and Russia, the drier than normal conditions have generally been in place since last fall. They've gotten into some windows of improvement, but over the next several weeks, it looks like conditions will remain drier than normal across those areas. So that's something to keep a close eye on. Again, that's beginning to impact winter wheat development as it comes out of a dormancy, but it's also something to watch for upcoming corn planting, which is going to be taking place as to the longevity of the drier pattern in that area. It's not all of the Europe and Russia region, but especially Eastern Europe into Western Russia, kind of the heart of what we call the Black Sea winter wheat and corn belt.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse from Chicago, Illinois.